It is a little bit of a different thought that the Bible is not just to be known and take notes, fill in blanks, but to actually experience it, isn't it?
That's Dr. David Ferguson, and this is Intimate Moments, How-To's for Loving God and Loving Others, Living Out the Greatest of All the Commandments.
How long has it been since you've experienced a Bible verse? I've been thinking about that. On today's program, just a little homework. You know, I was reminded the other day, Psalms 100, verse 2. 100, verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. Do you know that you can serve God with a little gladness in your heart? How about right now?
Dr. David Ferguson, for the next 24 hours, work to experience Bible verses in the real world. And for more tips on Great Commandment living, go to greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living Conferences, coming soon to a city near you. Whether you're a pastor or lay leader, student or counselor, single or married, a Great Commandment Living Conference from Intimate Life Ministries will equip you for effective living and ministry in a postmodern world. You'll gain insights into postmodern challenges and opportunities, enrichment in your own relationships with God and others, and equipping in a fresh method for relevant ministry. Great Commandment Living Conferences. For more information, go to www.greatcommandment.net or call Katie at 800-881-8008, extension 206. That's the Great Commandment Living Conference at www.greatcommandment.net or 1-800-881-8008, extension 206. There's no denying it. We live in a pain-filled world. You don't have to open a newspaper or watch the TV news to know that. You can just look at the relationships closest to you, and you'll see people experiencing loss and pain and grief. But what can you do about it? You'll find out on today's edition of Great Commandment Radio. Great Commandment Radio, where every day we learn how-tos for loving God, how-tos for loving others, how to live out what Jesus Christ called the greatest of all the commandments. Your hosts every day are Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries. This week, it's David and our special guest, Terry Ferguson Sneed.
Well, thanks for joining us on the midweek edition of Great Commandment Radio. As we journey together in experiencing more of the reality of loving God and loving others. And today with me, as has been with me all week, is one that God has taught me over the years to better love. Her name's Terry, and excited to join you in this program today.
Thanks, Dan. It's good to be here.
On today's program, as we have been all week, we're being challenged with the thought of learning to ask the right questions. And one of the images, Terry, that we sometimes use a lot in your parenting work and work with families and some of the work that your mom and I do with Christian leaders is this image of this emotional cup, that inside of each of us, there's kind of this capacity for us to get filled up with hurt and anger and fear and resentment and guilt. And then when it gets full, it starts spilling over. And when it starts spilling over, we get all these symptoms. And that's when we oftentimes start dealing with questions like, why are you reacting like that? You know, why is that look on your face? Why are you telling me how to drive? Mm-hmm. Why are you slamming that door? And on today's program, we're going to be talking about, there could be some different questions we could ask. And one of them is, what pain is inside this person that might need to be removed?
You mean that if I when I start getting my emotional cup full, I have a tendency to do dumb things. And so rather than my husband kind of asking me, and he doesn't ever do this, but rather than my husband asking me, you know, why can't you keep up with your cell phone? that might be a clue to him, Terry's emotional cup is full.
Yeah. Which means she might be being filled up with some measure of anxiety.
Yeah.
Is she getting it all done and those kind of things? And so what's happening is, rather than, in this case, your dear husband Wayne, rather than him reacting to that symptom of lost cell phone or lost keys or, no, I won't keep going on that. Rather
we do
than
have
react,
a few things in common in this
yes,
regard, you know.
Yes, we do. He's actually looking for, now, what kind of pain might be inside of Terry?
He does. He does a really good job of that because he kind of, we've talked about it, he knows when I start doing dumb things, my emotional cup is full. And he'll say, man, I know this is a really busy week for you. I want you to know I care. How can I help?
Yeah. And so just like you've talked about, some of your symptoms, let's say, might be that kind of forgetting things and absent-mindedness. Your mom and I were on a Great Grant Radio program here just not too long ago, and she volunteered that one of my symptoms.
Oh,
can
she
you mention?
Volunteered?
Yeah,
that
she
way.
Volunteered with mine, is that I kind of get what she calls snitty. All right,
oh,
that's her made-up word that I get impatient and insensitive and kind of curt mm-hmm. in my language.
Mm-hmm.
We begin to explore that underneath that, and she's right. There inside of me sometimes is some frustration, some irritation. And she even then put the word, no, that's anger, you know. And then I think she wanted to say, and it's sin, you know, that kind of thing. So she wasn't holding back there. But what we were exploring, and we want to explore today, is that underneath that symptom is oftentimes the pain. But at the bottom of this cup, Terry, whether it's the anxiety that you might sometimes go through, or the irritation, anger that I might have in me, underneath both of those, we would say, is what the Bible calls hurt. There's that sense of we're grieving, we're kind of mourning on some level. Maybe mourning that, in your case, I'm behind.
Yes.
And I need to hurry and catch up. Yeah. You know, and in my case, maybe I'm feeling a little anger because I've been disappointed or I've been let down. So at each person's life, there's this opportunity to not react to the symptoms in the lives of the people around you, whether it be your children or those nearest you, but to ask a different question. What pain in them might need to be healed? And then this most interesting question that we will draw from our teaching time of the Good Samaritan, how might God involve me in the ministry to that pain in the lives of people around me? How about you? Could God be challenging each of us to more relevantly express our relationship with Christ by becoming one who moves across the road, moved with compassion into the lives of people around us, with the relevance of Christ's love? And one of those ways is through asking this question. What pain needs to be healed in the lives of people around me? Just think about that question as we take a break. And on the other side of the break, we're going to be focusing on the story of the Good Samaritan and God's call for 21st century Good Samaritans like you and like me. Thanks for joining us. Back after this.
Dr. David Ferguson and Terry Sneed of Intimate Life Ministries. Our website has a free download. Again, every day we have something for free for you or someone you know. Today, more how-tos on practicing relational first aid, healing pain in the real world. And we have resources for you, like the Relational First Aid course, the workbook and training DVD or audio CDs, and resources for parents and marriages and singles and church leadership, sermon downloads for pastors, our Great Commandment Network of churches, and more. It's a great place to visit our website, greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net. We'll take you into our Relational First Aid training course and learn some practical tips for healing pain next on Great Commandment Radio. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy, 1-800-881-8008, 1-800-881-8008.
I was reminded the other day, Psalms 100, verse 2. 100, verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. Do you know that you can serve God with a little gladness in your heart? How about right now?
That's Dr. David Ferguson. Time again for Intimate Moments, how-tos for loving God and loving others, living out the greatest of all the commandments. Today, how to serve the Lord with gladness.
How about an opportunity to just allow His heart to kind of stir yours with a sense of gratitude and gladness for how He's recently blessed you. And then look for an opportunity to tell somebody that.
Dr. David Ferguson, now you know what serving the Lord with gladness looks like. Give it a try for the next 24 hours. And for more free tips on Great Commandment living and loving, greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio as we experience the how-tos for loving God and loving others. We want to take a minute to answer a question you may have. Who and what is Intimate Life Ministries?
One of the burdens of our ministry is to help people get beyond sharing with them what to do and equip them in how to do it.
Intimate Life Ministries is a training and resource ministry whose purpose is to assist in the development of Great Commandment Ministries worldwide.
That's one of the keys of our ministry, is that we must come to experience biblical truth. We must move beyond simply knowing about it. We must come to experience it.
Perhaps we can be of service to you or your church or denomination. Contact us at 1-800-881-8008. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-881-8008 or through the web at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, our series this week, Asking the Right Questions, How to Practice Relational First Aid in the Real World. Now, if you were an EMT and you arrived on the scene of an accident, in your medical kit, you'd have something to help relieve pain. How about in the relationships and lives closest to you? How do you relieve pain? Well, with some tips from our Relational First Aid course, here's Dr. David Ferguson.
Many in our ministry have seen our picture as you have in your materials, of how, in a sense, the emotions start filling up with pain. And we're going to take a few moments to talk through how it is that God, through His Word, gives us insights as to how freedom takes place from that pain. What pain is there to be healed? So a third question we want to look for as we're listening to people, as we're encountering people, is what pain is here? So we're briefly going to be learning to listen for people's hurt and sadness. We're going to be trained to listen for people's anger and bitterness. Teresa and I were in Houston this past weekend. We were having lunch with a couple, and as we were having lunch with them, there was a couple of comments made. And when Teresa and I got back to the room, she says, "I'm not sure that our friend has finished working through her anger concerning that divorce." There was just a couple of sentences that you could just listen for, and you could hear the pain of anger. So we're going to be talking about how do we listen for the pain of hurt, the pain of anger, the pain of guilt. We're going to listen for the pain of fear. Fearfully, anxiety controlling people's lives. And we're going to listen for the pain of condemnation, that sense of stolen worth. And so a good Samaritan becomes equipped, God having given us truth, that truth really can help set people free. And so let's talk through some of the ways in which we can be that kind of Samaritan that helps people at the point of their pain see the victory and liberty God wants. First of all, we're going to talk about the provision that He's made for hurt. We heal hurt, the Bible says, through the miracle, the blessing of comfort. Imagine, as we sometimes picture it, at the bottom of this cup we have hurt. How are we going to empty that hurt? We're going to empty it with the blessing, the miracle of comfort. Matthew 5:4 says there is a blessing. In fact, it's an ironic verse. Remember, it says, it's literally saying, happy are those who hurt. Now that verse doesn't make any sense. Happy are you when you're hurt. Well, where's the happiness? Where's the blessing? The blessing comes, for you shall be what? Comforted. Now think about this Bible verse in 2 Corinthians 1. It says, God's the God of all comfort, who has comforted us, but it's for a purpose that we might comfort others with the very same comfort. So oftentimes what God is wanting to do is to send us who have received of His comfort across the road to minister comfort to people who hurt. Early in our series, I mentioned this young man named Andy, who his pastor had brought to see me. He had hurt his family by his rage and violence. He had been he'd been in jail over it. He had been in a spouse battering program trying to recover from some of the anger and violence that hurt so many people. And as his pastor brought him to see me to get some help for some of this, one of the important things we first began to see, as I mentioned to you, was to say to him, Andy, underneath that anger is an enormous amount of hurt. Andy, you know that's hurt in there, don't you? And he just nodded his head. In fact, Andy, apparently you've been dealing with that hurt all alone. And he just nodded his head. What I encouraged him to do in the next few moments was this. I said, Andy, if you're willing to, in the next few moments, I want you to just share some of that pain, some of that hurt with your pastors who's brought you here. You know he cares about you and loves you. In fact, he cares about you and loves you more than I can. I just met you. Would you be willing to share some of your hurt with your pastor? And he nodded his head. For the first 15 minutes I had met him, he never spoke to me. He just acknowledged the hurt was in there and that he was dealing with it alone. And he agreed to share it with his pastor. I actually got up and left, went outside my office and just prayed for them for the next few moments. See, because a part of what really heals people is that they encounter God at the point of His Word. And when that's really true, we come to realize that really Good Samaritan ministry is not really about us. It's about God. We're simply encouraging people to encounter Him at the point of His truth. And so when I came back into the room 20 or 30 minutes later, Pastor and Andy were getting up off their knees. They just finished praying, tears in the eyes, and they sit down. The pastor said, Andy, would you share some of what you shared with me about your hurt with Dr. Ferguson? And he agreed to do it. He began to talk to me about times of rejection and ridicule. And he talked to me, for example, about a very painful time as a 9-year-old boy when he was playing late one night with some friends. It was after almost 10 o'clock and he realized, I'm in trouble. My parents are going to discipline me. And he started running home so he wouldn't be disciplined. And this little 9-year-old boy, in his fear of being hurt and disciplined, took a shortcut through the park that night, and 3 men sexually abused him in the park. And for 30 years, the hurt of that is still there, and it's coming out in all kinds of angry symptoms. And that day, what happened was he shared a measure of that hurt with his pastor, and his pastor began to comfort him. I wouldn't have left Andy in there with a pastor who didn't know how to be moved with compassion. I knew his pastor wasn't going to be moved with sermons. He was going to be moved to comfort him.
Dr. David Ferguson, minutes from hours of relational first aid training, and you can experience the entire course by ordering the workbook and companion media kit on audio CD or DVD. And when you do so, you'll be supporting local Christian radio in your own community. Think of it as a first responder to needs and pain in your own backyard. Local Christian radio is worth supporting, and you can do so by ordering Relational First Aid today. That's Relational First Aid. Go to greatcommandment.net. At least visit for today's free download, some practical tips on administering Relational First Aid. Promise you can use it in the next 24 hours. That's Relational First Aid and other resources available at greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful. Very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else. Ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008. How-tos for loving God and loving others. How to live out the Great Commandment. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, a reminder to count and express your blessings.
Again, maybe I was listening to the radio today and I was reminded of what a blessing is to have great friends like you, to have a family that cares for me and loves me. Allow the Lord to kind of stir your gladness up. It's great to have a relationship with a God who hears you, listens to you, who, when you woke up this morning, was kind of longing to love you. Let him stir your heart with gladness, and then give testimony about him.
Dr. David Ferguson with Intimate Life Ministries. For more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate, but how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples. Great Commandment Living Conferences, coming soon to a city near you. Whether you're a pastor or lay leader, student or counselor, single or married, a Great Commandment Living Conference from Intimate Life Ministries will equip you for effective living and ministry in a postmodern world. You'll gain insights into postmodern challenges and opportunities, enrichment in your own relationships with God and others, and equipping in a fresh method for relevant ministry. Great Commandment Living Conferences. For more information, go to www.greatcommandment.net or call Katie at 800-881-8008, extension 206. That's the Great Commandment Living Conference at www.greatcommandment.net or 1-800-881-8008, extension 206.
Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, and we want to encourage you to visit greatcommandment.net as we this week explore asking the right questions. Rather than reacting to people's symptoms and behavior, let's ask them different questions like God does of us. And at greatcommandment.net, you'll find a free download for the week focusing on actual Bible verses that we can experience in our relationship with one another as we explore becoming more of a good Samaritan. 21st Century Good Samaritans. You'll also find the resource for the week entitled Relational First Aid. As we explore that, what we'll find in this closing segment is that, Terry, you and I are going to explore that, you know, as we talked about, underneath this emotional cup that might get filled up with hurt and irritation, times fear and anxiety, really is this sense of loss, sadness, discouragement, pain inside of people. And God, in a real simple way, can involve us in a measure of ministering to that pain. A real simple way. And we're going to explore the opportunity for us, when in doubt, to give comfort. When in doubt.
That's right. No matter what the symptom or no matter what the behavior looks like, a good safe bet is this person needs to know you care.
That's right. You see, we're not talking about each of us, as parents, or otherwise, having to become, you know, clinically certified to deal with my child's behavior here. We're talking about becoming a good Samaritan. You see, the thing that distinguished the Samaritan from the priest and the Levite, as you read that text, you'll find that in that text, it's a very interesting story that they all three saw the person in pain. But the Bible says that the Samaritan was moved with compassion. When in doubt, let's let God move us with compassion. And so, Terry, let's take a few moments to just kind of give some examples of what being compassionate or comforting kind of looks like and sounds like. And, you know, I'll let you add some things about what for you it sometimes is and how it's experienced. But oftentimes, one of the coaching things that I'll do, maybe with parents or maybe with a husband, is to simply observe the pain. And it sometimes is the slamming doors or being ignored. Sometimes it's hurtful words. But to just simply follow a principle, when in doubt, I'm going to comfort. And it might be as simple as just saying, you know, I've just noticed you're really upset right now. I've noticed that you're really kind of wanting to withdraw right now. And I just want you to know that whatever's going on underneath that, that I care. And those simple words, I don't really know what all's inside of you. I'm not going to try to guess it. I'm not going to try to make you admit you're angry. You know? That's sometimes one of the worst things we can do, you know, with loved ones. You're angry, admit it, you know. Try that on a teenager and see what you get, right?
Yeah, that'll backfire in a minute.
So it's just a principle that says, I want you to know whatever's going on, I really do care. And in some strange way, I think I've ministered to their pain.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the other things that kind of comfort looks like or sounds like for you?
Sure, with our younger kids, you know, it's just a matter of wanting our kids to know, it makes me sad to know that you had a bad dream last night. You know, it hurts my heart when I see you feeling sad about the way that friends talk to you on the playground today. Just to let them know that their struggles, their pain, whatever they're going through makes an impact on your heart, and letting them in on that.
And the principle that we want to just kind of close with is this. You see, when I communicate to someone around me that I care, that I'm sad that they were rejected like that, that it really does hurt my heart that in some way they heard those hurtful words. It's really one of the ways that I'm saying, I'm hurting for you, I'm sad for you, because I love you. You see, ministering comfort is one of the most powerful ways we communicate love. Becoming a good Samaritan involves being moved with the compassion of the God who is comfort in order that we might express it. With those kind of tender words, that kind of empathetic response, sometimes just with our presence, our gentle touch, when in doubt, comfort. And the closing thought, maybe to us men in the audience, guys, this one is great. It's a no-lose deal. You don't have to try to fix it. I spent 20 years trying to fix it in a lot of people's lives when all most of them needed was, I'm just really sorry you're going through that. The simple principle, when in doubt, comfort. Bless you as you journey your journey of being a good Samaritan. 21st Century Good Samaritan is part of what Great Commandment Radio is all about. As we live out Christ's challenge to love Him, love others. Glad you've joined us. Hope you'll be with us tomorrow. Bye now.
Dr. David Ferguson, along with Terry Ferguson Sneed of Intimate Life Ministries. Visit our website for today's free download, Practical Biblical Tips on Administering Relational First Aid, and order the Relational First Aid course for yourself, especially for a Bible study or Sunday school class, at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net. If you're a pastor, you'll find free sermon downloads. If you're a counselor, you'll find certification, training, and workshop. And for the rest of us, you'll find information and resources for marriage, parenting, blended families, single parents, Christian singles, and more, all at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. On the next edition of Great Commandment Radio, Experiencing Truth.
I wonder if the experience in the Bible verses could bless your home. Enrich your relationship with your teenagers who may be squealing tires, or preschoolers who seem to be whining, or spouses who are slamming things. I wonder if experiencing Bible verses could help.
Visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Support local Christian radio and join us for the next edition of Great Commandment Radio.